Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Thursday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's the 27th of November, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes, and it may not even be that today because it's not a whole heck of a lot. Hence the approaching Thanksgiving Day holiday. Speaking of the Thanksgiving Day holiday coming up, at least for our U.S. listeners, Chromecast is going to be your destination for entertainment over the next few days, if you've got one, that is. Google's added yet another batch of new Chromecast apps to your streaming needs. Apps include Comedy Central, Sesame Street Go, Nickelodeon, TuneIn, Epix, Yup TV, and Encore Play. Of course, this is just the latest of new apps. The last ones that came out were in September were, of course, Twitch, Disney, and a few other apps that are also added to the little magic stick. So, hey, you got something to do. If the football sucks, fire up the Chromecast. You're one of these car owners that's like, I want to get down. I want to get in the nitty-gritty. I want to get my engine. I want to make that thing, yeah, I want to make it rev. A lot of people love tinkering with the cars. I kind of like tinkering with my car, too. However, though, thanks to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, it's hard to do that crap now. The folks, however, though, over the Electronic Frontier Foundation are going to have your back, and they're hoping to keep the DMCA out from underneath your hood. They're hoping its petition to the Federal Copyright Office will result in removing some of the legal issues that can arise when you're fiddling around with your car's electronic brain. The argument is they want to put ownership back into your hands. They want to give you the freedom to mod your car the way you see fit and unlock any OEM locking performance parameters. Now, I know you're saying, well, I could just go to my local mechanic and, you know, they can do little things here and there. I'm pretty good at getting around this. Well, there are certain things and certain tools that do require, say, I don't know, you got a Ford, you got to take it to Ford. You've got a Chevy, well, you got to go to Chevy because they have the right tools. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on here. Who would have thought that Digital Millennium Copyright would have anything to do with our four wheels that make us go every day? Well, you remember earlier in the week we were talking about BT and O2 making love? Well, it seems that BT is either not finding so much love with O2 now, or they're looking for a threesome. Because EE has confirmed that BT is also in talks with them. Ooh, you dirty little BT, you. EE confirmed yesterday they are in preliminary discussions with BT over a possible sale. The owners are saying they are keen to maximize the value for their shareholders, of course they are, while strengthening EE's market position. Now, should an agreement be reached, they're going to have a little bit of trouble, because BT is already the UK's largest provider of fixed-line services. We kind of mentioned this a few days ago. And there's no doubt that Ofcom would probably have something to say about the two getting in bed together. But hey, who knows? If enough money goes around, everybody's happy. So how old is your tablet? I recently just got one, but it was 2.5 years before I did that. A lot of you aren't even doing that. Some of you are waiting 3 years. Some of you are even waiting 4 years. And because of that, tablet sales are down. iPad in particular has had its first full year of decline. According to the IDC, it's describing this as a massive deceleration in the world of the tablet market. The company predicts tablet sales worldwide still had an overall growth in 2014, but the annual rate of that growth has shrunk to 7.2% compared to 53% in 2013. IDC points out some of the reasons for the sharp decline are consumers are tending to hang on to their tablets longer than they do their smartphones, and of course, smartphones themselves are getting bigger and bigger. Funny you say that. Ever since I've got my iPhone 6 Plus, I am using it more than my iPad. But I'm actually using an iPad right now to read these stories to you, so don't use me as a statistic. So are you saying, is it the end of the tablet? Are we moving away from it? Nah, we're not moving away from it. If this report's telling companies anything, it's more of a, hey, nobody's buying anymore, so let's not support them as long, so they have to buy a new one. Yeah, that's pretty much what I think's going down in the boardroom right now. Oh, those poor people over at Sony. They don't got a whole lot to do today because they can't get into their computers still, thanks to hackers. Yep, hackers hijacked Sony on the 24th of this month, and they call themselves the Guardians of Peace. That's an odd one. At first, nobody knew what they were wanting to do. They just sort of took over and they didn't have any demands. But new details have emerged that say now why they did it. Someone who claims to be part of the Guardians of Peace has come forward saying, "We want equality." Well, don't we all? But Sony doesn't. They're also hinting at that the whole thing is an inside job. going on to state that Sony left their doors unlocked, and we went to bite them in the butt. Apparently, the group doesn't want money, or at least they're not saying they want money. Instead, they're saying they have stolen sensitive data from Sony computers and threatens to release them if their demands aren't met. Equality? That's your demand? Good luck with that. And as for Sony, would you guys hire some IT people for goodness sake? Seems like all we ever hear in the news from you guys anymore is that you're getting hacked. And finally, all you Prince fans that are online, you're going to be doing a lot of crying in the purple rain today. Prince has left social media.
I know. I can't believe it myself.
Yes, the artist formerly known as Prince or whatever the heck he's calling himself now, official Twitter and Facebook accounts were removed earlier this week. In fact, it's been over a year since Prince has actually sent out a tweet. Representatives for the singer have declined to explain his online disappearance, but other than Facebook and Twitter, all of his music has also been removed from SoundCloud, and every video was also deleted from Prince's YouTube Vivo account. And I know fans, you're sitting there thinking, well, Instagram's still there. We still got Instagram, right? No. It's also gone too, as of November 25th. I'm sorry to deliver all this bad news to you. We all do remember that Prince did make an accusation way back in 2010 stating that the internet is completely over. Well, Prince, it looks like the internet is over you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, due to the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, there will be no British Tech News Show tomorrow. I'm sorry. I'm going to take one day break to be with family. I hope you guys do the same. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Eat a buttload of whatever you want to eat. Just don't put yourself in the hospital. And speaking of hospital, when you go out on Good Friday for all those great deals, don't get yourself killed there either over a stupid toy. Let the other guy have it. He must really want it. But I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you have a fantastic weekend ahead. We'll see you back here on Monday for sure. And thank you so much, as always, guys and gals, for listening.